The following is a paid advertisement. All views and or opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.
Welcome to Treat the Cause, the program dedicated to helping you find and treat the root causes of some of the most common health challenges. Dr. Kyle Pankinen is a board-certified chiropractic orthopedist and certified functional medicine practitioner. Join him as he teaches you about the causes and solutions to the health challenges that affect many people.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Treat the Cause, where we are focused on helping people understand root causes of some of the most common health challenges today, and also not only to find the cause, but also to treat those causes. Today we're going to continue pick up where we left off last time, and we're talking about back and neck pain. Common topic, especially as a chiropractor, is something I see in clinical practice day in and day out. Low back pain being the number one condition that we treat, followed closely by neck pain. And for a good reason, chiropractic has shown great promise and hope and relief for many, many, many patients in the United States and throughout the world over the years. And so we really want to talk, as we start out today, about how back and neck pain really affect quality of life. Low back pain, for instance, is the number one reason for work-related disability in the United States. And so people that have back injuries, many times it gets significant enough where they develop chronic pain and either no longer can work or only can work in a very limited capacity. So there's a lot of people out there that would like to be able to work more, but just simply can't because of the back pain that they have. Our current opioid epidemic in the United States, some studies put that nearly 50 to 60% of the opioid medication that is prescribed and consumed by Americans, it's being used to treat back and neck pain. In other words, people that have chronic pain that are turning to these powerful medication, and I don't dispute that they probably do get some relief, but the problem is they are so very addictive and can be very dangerous and lead to overdoses and all kinds of problems that are associated with the drug. So there's a better approach out there for most people, and we're going to talk about that today. Last time we talked about a couple of different approaches to treating back and neck pain. We talked about the standard medical approach, which is the drug it, numb it, cut it approach. In other words, you have pain, here's some type of a pill to drug that problem, to try to maybe provide some relief, some reduction of inflammation or muscle spasm. If that fails to provide adequate relief, then typically the approach next would be to numb it. In other words, to put some type of an injection into the spine, usually an epidural steroid injection. And those can be helpful at times also. And finally, if that fails to provide relief, then many times the help of an orthopedic or neurosurgeon is sought out. And so that would be the potential to cut it approach, to do some type of a surgery. And I don't dispute all those approaches are necessary at times and sometimes can be beneficial, but at least when it comes to the drug and a numb it approach, neither one of them does anything to treat the cause of the pain. They simply block it, mask it, numb it for a period of time, and then the pain eventually comes back or is unchanged at all in many cases. So And research also shows that only about 3 to 4% of spinal pain cases really truly require surgery. Interestingly, as a side note, they did a workman's comp study. I believe it was done in the state of Oregon or Washington, escapes me at the moment. But it was published in the last 2-3 years. And what they found in the study was this. People, it makes a big difference who you see first when you have a painful episode of back or neck pain. In this study, it was low back injuries, and 42.5% of the patients in the study that sought out a back specialist first, maybe an orthopedic surgeon, orthopedist, or a neurosurgeon, when they were referred to that specialist, 42.5% of them in this study ended up having back surgery. And conversely, those people in the study that sought out chiropractic treatment first, only 1.5% of them ended up having low back surgery for their injury. In other words, it makes a big difference who you see first and what their training is. And if their bent is towards conservative treatment or towards more interventional type treatment. So I always tell people err on the side of being conservative first. We also discussed last time the alternative approach, what I call the ASR approach. A stands for adjustments, S stands for support, and R stands for rehab. Adjustments of the spine delivered by a trained, well-skilled, competent chiropractor have been shown in numerous studies to be helpful for treating most forms of back and neck pain. Support in the form of custom-made foot levelers orthotics for the feet, because studies show by improving balance and alignment at the foundation, the feet, it helps to improve balance and alignment of the structures above and can result in some pretty impressive reductions of low back pain. And in the case of the neck, support might mean a custom-made pillow, which we use a pillow in our clinical practice called an Exclusively Yours pillow, which is made from specific measurements that we take of each patient. And then finally, rehab, targeted rehab. If you have a back or neck condition, we generally will teach you some type of a at-home rehab program where we can work on strengthening those areas that have been weakened and are in pain. So the ASR approach helps to address the root causes of why the pain came in the first place. Namely, in most people, it is faulty biomechanics, meaning something is off, something with the balance and alignment of the body, and because of that, pain is being manifested. And by correcting those imbalances with adjustments and specific support and rehab, you're able to not only feel better in most instances, but actually function better. And it goes a long ways towards addressing these root causes, which can help to give not only relief short term, but in many cases, relief over the longer haul. So if you got a question, reach out to us at 507-752-7650 or look us up online at redrockchiro.com. Or if you want to email us at redrockchiro@centurytel.net. If you go to our website, redrockchiro.com, you will find a tab to our radio show, Treat the Cause. And you click on that tab, it'll take you to past episodes with a whole variety of different topics. And so just look at that information, and if you have a friend or family member or you yourself are suffering from one of those conditions on one of those shows, I invite you to take a listen to it. We're going to talk next about what do you do when you've tried maybe the drug it, numb it, cut it approach, or you've tried the adjust, support, rehab approach. You've maybe gone through physical therapy. Maybe you've had a surgery even, and you're still suffering. Well, that is a case where I would encourage the person to really explore deeply something called spinal decompression therapy. Spinal decompression therapy is designed for helping treat some of the more challenging cases of back and neck pain. Back and neck pain due to bulging or herniated discs, degenerated discs, spinal stenosis, facet arthrosis, post-surgical continued pain syndrome, and the list goes on. But what we do in our clinical practice is we usually employ our adjustment support rehab program first. And if that fails to provide the adequate relief that we're looking for, then we turn to spinal decompression. And spinal decompression has an impressive track record of proven research studies. I've kept meticulous statistics in my practice on patients that we've done spinal decompression on. We've been doing decompression for 5 years in clinical practice, and we see a 90% success rate, meaning this: you take somebody out there that has chronic neck or back pain, and we put the person through our decompression program, and they follow it as we outline, and follow our recommendations, and take that program through from beginning to end, 90% of people will achieve a minimum of 50% or more relief of their chronic pain, with the average person probably ending up somewhere in the 75 to 90% pain relief category. Clinical research studies show for chronic pain in the neck or back that 50% relief is considered a success. Even if you're talking back surgery, most surgeons consider a 50% relief of pain a clinical success. So 90% of patients will achieve that or more with spinal decompression therapy. And spinal decompression therapy works to gently stretch and open up the spine, and therefore reducing bulge or herniated disc, creating more breathing room for pinched nerves such as sciatica. And it's very gentle, it's well tolerated, and we are the only clinic in our immediate area that offers spinal decompression therapy. And it's a great, wonderful technology. And so I want to share a few cases with you today. First case is of a 44-year-old female. She came to me towards the beginning of this year. All these cases I'm going to share are very recent ones. And she had chronic low back pain. She had difficulty getting through her work day. She'd get to the end of a work day and her back was screaming. She would go home and really feel like doing nothing else because the pain was significant enough, so it escalated throughout the course of each day. She also had some pain down her right leg from her low back. She also had chronic neck pain and headaches associated with this. So we did a pretty thorough workup on her, including some x-rays, and it showed some pretty significant problems for a 44-year-old. She had degenerated discs at two levels in her neck, and she also had a degenerated disc at the lowest level of her spine and the low back. She also had something called facet arthrosis, kind of some wear and tear in some of the joints that kind of hook or lock each vertebra together. So it was pretty clear from x-ray why she was having some problems, and we put her under our decompression program. Her neck pain went from a steady 3 out of 10 and near daily headaches to, at the end of decompression, she was pain-free in regards to her neck. It was 0 out of 10, and her headaches largely went away. Her low back, she was at an 8 out of 10. She was miserable with her low back, and we were able to take her pain down to a 3 out of 10. She reported to me that she felt the decompression program had improved her chronic back condition by about 85%. And nice clinical outcome here. She could sleep better at night. She could get through her work day much better. She could get home at the end of the day and feel like she could still accomplish some things at home because her pain was not so great. And so that's a classic example. She had been treated elsewhere and had tried medication and done some exercises and been treated chiropractically elsewhere, and she was still suffering. And she was a good candidate for decompression. And our next case is of a 48-year-old female. Very interesting case. This was, she had chronic, pretty low-grade pain. It was about a 4 out of 10. So not horrendous pain, but still significant. Her pain increases throughout her workday. The more she's standing, the more her pain increases. Interestingly, for over 20 years now, she has not been able to lay in bed at night due to her low back pain. In other words, she sleeps in a chair every night. So she could go to bed, she could maybe lay down for a half an hour to an hour, and then the pain would increase enough, it would force her to go to a chair to sleep. So we found an x-ray. She had a moderately degenerated disc in the low back, the lowest level. She had a condition called spondylolisthesis at that level and facet arthrosis. And bottom line is, these conditions were creating some impingement, some pressure on the nerves in her lower back, creating this chronic pain. So we put her through the decompression program that we have, and the results were really awesome. Her pain went from a steady 4 out of 10 down to a 1 out of 10. And happy to report, for about a month now, she just finished decompression here last week. And for the first time in over 20 years, she is in bed all night. And she can lay in bed and she can sleep comfortably. And it's been a real game changer for her. She can go through her work day and not have any significant increases of pain. And she is just elated, especially about the ability just to get a good night rest and to be in the comfort of her own bed again. And so here we have the first two cases, chronic back pain, one with chronic neck pain also. Great, significant relief. I have another gal, a 52-year-old female. She suffered for several months of right-sided sciatica. She'd get pain from her low back into her right buttock, all the way down her leg into her calf. It was so bad that she had difficulty lifting her right leg, to say in the shower, to clean or the leg off, or to wipe it down after a shower, to dry off, to do things like lift her leg, to put on a pair of socks, or to slip on her jeans. Very difficult. And we did some chiropractic work on her, and it provided some mild relief, but it just very persistent, the pain. We taught her exercises, we had her in orthotics, and she still suffered. So we took her to the next level. We took her and put her into our decompression treatment program. She had 7 out of 10 pain when she started, and again, pain down her leg to her calf. Her x-rays showed she had some degenerated discs at the lower three levels of her low back, and that, of course, is where the sciatic nerve starts from. So this was likely putting some compression or pressure on that sciatic nerve, causing the pain to go down her leg. I'm happy to report she's about 90% through her decompression program. Her pain went from a 7 out of 10. She is now down to a 1 out of 10. All of her leg pain has gone away. She has a little bit of pain yet in her right buttock and lower back, which is fairly mild and manageable. And I expect with the remaining few sessions of decompression that she has left that we'll be able to rid her of that pain also. And that right leg that was so difficult to lift up, to put on the socks and shoes and to dry off after shower, she can lift it up just fine now. And she's real happy about that. This next case is of a 35-year-old female. She had chronic back pain since she was 17 years old. She's kind of got a bad family history. Some back problems do tend to run in her family. And she has had an MRI, and it showed a bulging disc at L4-5, in other words, the second to the lowest level in her spine. She has tried massage therapy. She is on a powerful medication called Tramadol. She has tried steroid injections. So she's kind of been the drug it and the numb it approach. And she has had one steroid shot did provide some relief temporarily. A second shot, though, provided little to no relief. She can only sleep 3 to 4 hours at night. She has great difficulty, nearly impossible for her to lie on her back. She can find some comfort at times laying on her side. She gets left leg to her foot, and her pain is an 8 out of 10. And she comes to me as a new patient, and as we examine her, she literally bursts into tears because just of the misery and the suffering that she's been going through for so long. And this was a patient I really wanted to help. And so we, because of the seriousness of her condition, the great amount of pain she was in, we got her going as quick as we could on our decompression program. And we're a little over halfway done with the program now. I just saw her yesterday. Again, her pain started as an 8 out of 10, now 2 out of 10. She had left leg pain all the way to her foot. All the left leg pain is gone. She can now lay on her back in bed at night. She can sleep through the entire night. And thankfully, she's no longer in tears when she comes in. She cracks a smile, and she's just on a great road to recovery. And so this is the power of spinal decompression therapy. It can take these tough, challenging, chronic neck or back pain cases and make a difference. So as we wrap up the show today, I want to encourage you, if you're one of those people that's like, you know, I've tried different things for my back or neck pain and I'm still suffering, and or if you're relying on medicine or drugs just to kind of get through your day, there's a better approach out there. I'm not sitting here talking to you and saying that spinal decompression works for every single case on the planet, but it works for the vast majority. I've looked at every patient just from 2019 that we've done spinal decompression on, and there's been many cases. We've only had one case this year that have failed to achieve a 50% or more relief of their pain, and that person got 40% relief. And so even though they didn't get as well as we would like them to, they still got some relief, and we're thankful for what relief they did get. Again, the conditions, if you have a bulging disc, a herniated disc, degenerated disc, you're a good candidate for spinal decompression. Certain forms of spinal stenosis, where there's narrowing of the spinal canal, some of those can respond to spinal decompression. If you've had back or neck surgery and you're still suffering, many of those cases can respond to spinal decompression. If you have chronic facet syndrome or facet arthrosis, those can respond. And finally, if you've just tried other things, you've tried acupuncture, you've tried chiropractic, you've tried physical therapy, you've tried injections, you've tried exercises, and you're still suffering, look into spinal decompression. Look at our website at redrockchiro.com. And on there, you will find a tab that will take you, it says decompression. Read up about it. A lot of good information there. There's some videos that you can view. It'll do a nice job of explaining how decompression works. Some great testimonials on there. And just kind of the research behind it. And answers to frequently asked questions about our program. So avail yourself of that information. I think you'll find it useful. Our next episode of Treat the Cause will air on July 20th. And we're going to talk all about digestive problems. We're going to talk about how we use functional medicine to properly diagnose the root causes of some of the most common digestive conditions, and then how we use the information we glean from our functional medicine test to put together common sense, straightforward, protocols and treatment plans that help to address the root cause, the root underlying dysfunction that is causing the digestive problem. And then we'll share some cases of people that it really made a difference for. In other words, these were people that had digestive problems that were treating with antibiotics.
Thanks for listening to Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen. Dr. Pankinen owns and operates Red Rock Chiropractic Center in Lamberton. You can learn more about the practice and request an appointment by visiting redrockchiro.com or by calling 507-752-7650. Red Rock Chiropractic has convenient hours to fit your schedule. Once again, you can contact them at redrockchiro.com or call 507-752-7650. Be sure to tune in next time for Treat the Cause with Dr. Kyle Pankinen.
The preceding was a paid advertisement. All views and our opinions are solely those of the advertiser and not KLGR or its parent company, Alpha Media, LLC.